UN warns of global housing gap as ministers meet in Baku. UN says 1.6 billion people face unsafe housing as World Urban Forum opens in Baku with calls for global action. Ministers and UN officials opened the World Urban Forum in Baku on Sunday, warning that 1.6 billion people now live in unsafe or unaffordable housing, with the gap widening fastest in Africa and South Asia. The World Urban Forum kicked off in Baku on Sunday with a blunt warning: the world's housing gap is getting worse, not better. UN Habitat Executive Director Maimuna Mohamed Sharif told delegates that 1.6 billion people now live in slums or overcrowded, unsafe conditions, up from 900 million in 1990. She called the trend a slow-motion emergency that's accelerating in Africa and South Asia, where rapid urbanization outpaces investment in basic shelter. "We're building cities for the rich, not the poor," Sharif said, pointing to rising rents and land speculation that push families into informal settlements without water or electricity. The forum, which runs through Friday, has drawn over 10,000 urban planners, mayors, and ministers from 160 countries to discuss solutions, from rent controls to new construction codes. #BiggerCities, bigger problems. The housing crisis isn't just about numbers. In cities like Lagos and Nairobi, families spend up to 70% of their income on rent, while in Dhaka, entire neighborhoods are built on flood-prone land. UN data shows that by 2030, an estimated 3 billion people, nearly 40% of the global population, will need access to adequate housing, up from 1.8 billion today. Sharif said the problem is worst where governments lack resources to enforce building standards or provide public land for affordable projects. "Cities are growing at breakneck speed, but our policies are stuck in the 1980s, she added. #RichNations aren't immune either. The forum isn't just about the global south. In Europe, rising mortgage rates have pushed homeownership out of reach for younger workers, while in the US, 17 million renters spend more than half their income on housing. In Baku itself, the contrast is stark. Gleaming skyscrapers rise alongside Soviet-era apartment blocks where entire floors lack running water. The forum's host, Azerbaijan's housing minister Firuddin Kurbanov, promised his country would double spending on social housing next year. #What's on the agenda this week? The forum's packed schedule includes sessions on greening informal settlements, using shipping containers for emergency housing, and pressuring banks to offer low-interest loans for affordable projects. A highlight will be a closed-door meeting between mayors from Lagos, Mumbai, and Sao Paulo to share tactics for combating land grabs by developers. Critics say past UN pledges, like the 2016 New Urban Agenda, have failed to deliver, with funding gaps persisting in the poorest countries. But Sharif insists this isn't just another talk shop. "We're not here to admire the problem," she said. "We're here to hammer out deals." Source: Euronews, published May 17, 2026 at 2059 Universal Time. Coordinated category: World Topics. #Euronews, #Europe, #WorldNews, #War, #Conflict, #Baku. This audio version was produced automatically by Global BR News.